And that's all for your national news. Back to you, Rich.
Thanks a lot, Sonny. Appreciate it. And I'll go to Michael Wells. Michael, how's it going today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. Appreciate you joining us here on the program. I don't want to mess you up here, so I want you to give me your official title. I've been saying herpes researcher, but what is your official? You're a student here at the university, a senior. You're working with Professor Carol Duffy. So what is that? What is your title when you're kind of a student researcher?
Yeah, I generally go by the title of undergraduate researcher. And yeah, we work with herpes virus. We also do some stuff with nanotechnology in Dr. Duffy's lab.
Now, how do you get involved? I mean, you're a biology major. You're planning on getting a master's in biology, and then you eventually want to get a doctorate degree in virology, which is infectious disease and things of that nature. How do you get involved in this sort of research? Is this kind of just a part of your undergraduate studies, or is this an additional thing that you've taken on?
It's a little bit in between being a part and an additional thing. I originally got involved with her through the Emerging Scholars Program. It's a program aimed to get freshmen into research labs early so that they can have that as part of their whole education all 4 years. And then it kind of took off. I mean, most undergrad or a lot of undergraduates only stick in a certain lab for a couple semesters and, you know, kind of do some mundane projects. But I've been with Carol going on 2 years now. And so we've been actually, I've worked with two different projects with her. Now I'm studying the tetherin protein in herpes.
We'll get to that in a second because that's very interesting to me. And that's more inside baseball in terms of the science side of things.
Yeah.
But what's a typical day at the herpes lab, like here at the university?
Usually it's a lot of hurry up and wait. I mean, we use monkey kidney cells that we grow in the lab to actually cultivate the virus. And those we can only...
I'm sorry. Hang on 1 second, Michael. You grow monkey kidney cells here at the university?
Yeah. We use monkey kidney cells and HeLa cells. HeLa cells were derived from a woman that had cancer in the 1950s, and they've been successfully grown in culture ever since. But yeah, we use a breed of cells called Vero cells that were originally derived from monkey kidneys.
And so that's one part that you do. I'm still caught up on the whole monkey kidney thing, but... What type of research are you doing specifically? You're talking about these proteins that are kind of showing some progress. But how did you get to that point in your research level as a student? Have you been able to kind of be a part of most of this, like, on-the-ground research?
Yeah, I've been a part of it through a lot. A lot of research professors kind of pick out one specific aspect of disease that they're interested in. And as they continue to research that, they just kind of make a laundry list of things that they'd like to find out but don't necessarily have the time or the manpower to. And so with the research that I'm doing now, it was one of those things that when it was originally, you know, thought this might be interesting to look up or learn further information about, it just didn't have the manpower. So now I'm able to, you know, come in and... Really, I think the reason that I'm able to help out with this is because I've been trained to use a transmission electron microscope, which is how we visualize these individual viruses.
Are you cursing on my radio show?
No.
A transition microbe something? What are you talking
about? Transmission electron microscope.
You need to settle down. we're speaking to Michael Wells. He is a biology major here at the University of Alabama. He is working with Professor Carol Duffy on a herpes. Is it a cure to herpes? Is that what we're looking for?
More of a treatment, honestly. Though herpes isn't really near the health risk that the average population thinks it is. The reason we use herpes is because it's relatively benign, but what we learn about can be extrapolated to far more dangerous things. One of the biggest would be like Ebola virus. It shares a lot of structural characteristics with herpes virus.
Do you think, and this is sort of more of a subjective question, I guess, but I think it's kind of probably borderlining on your research. Have we been misled about herpes in a certain way? I mean, we're very afraid of it. Should we be that afraid of it?
In my personal opinion, I really think that it's not nearly the deal that people make out of it. Up until the late 70s, early 80s, people didn't think anything of cold sores. They've been recorded as early as 2,000 years ago, and... nobody thought anything of it. Come around the 70s, a drug company developed a drug that was effective against herpes virus, and people wouldn't use it because they didn't have a problem with the disease. So they launched a massive PR campaign, make people afraid of herpes so that they could sell their drug. And that's why there's such a stigma with people having herpes today.
But what is the, and this is probably a very simple question that we've all learned in sixth grade sex ed, some of us anyway, depends on where you went to school, I guess. But what is living with herpes like here on a day-to-day basis for most people?
For most people infected, and I think it's important to make a distinction here, there's two major herpes viruses. I mean, there's eight total, but two major. Herpes virus 1, which is the one that causes cold sores around the mouth, and then there's herpes virus 2, which is generally considered the sexually transmitted herpes. They're both equal in severity, or the only distinction is if you looked at the DNA of the virus. But the average day is not unlike anybody else. Once, maybe every 6 to 8 weeks, you might get a red spot or, something that looks a little bit like a pretty nasty zit. But other than that, there's really no difference.
But you say the benefit in studying and trying to find a way to treat herpes is what could, these other side issues as well. How is the Ebola virus similar to herpes, and why should we care?
The way that they're structurally similar is that they're both enveloped viruses, and Ebola is just a name that I happen to pull out of the air, but in certain strains, it's been shown to kill up to 90% of the people that infect. So it's a fairly major virus that we'd like to...
So we should care then?
Yes, we should care. Though there's not really that many outbreaks except for in sub-Saharan Africa. But herpes can be extrapolated to a whole class. Any virus that has this host-derived lipid envelope, herpes research can be usually extrapolated to that. And the reason we use herpes is because it's relatively benign, like I've said, and it's very easy to work with in the lab.
We're speaking to Michael Wells. He's a herpes undergraduate researcher here working with Professor Carol Duffy. Real quick, Michael, before we take a break, and then we'll come back on the other side and talk about your work with the 49 student organization. Just real quick, if you were to explain to someone what you do on a daily basis and how close you think that we're getting in terms of coming through with a breakthrough on this, how close are we?
With my research specifically, and I wouldn't say that it would be a breakthrough in overall herpes virus understanding, but I hope to conclude the specific project I'm working on in about a year or so and get the data from that about how we might have some other treatments for herpes. But on a day-to-day basis, I'm sorry, can you repeat your question? I kind of got lost in my own thoughts there.
Michael, I do that all the time. Let me tell you something. I'm glad I found somebody else, because anyway, it's a long story. But Michael Wells, I appreciate it. I think we've got most of your answers here. I'm very interested in what you've been doing. Very cool stuff that you're doing as an undergrad here at the University of Alabama. Why do you want to be going to infectious disease? I ask people that question a lot. Why do you want to do what your major is?
Honestly, I just find it extremely fascinating. Working with something that is, about 6 million times smaller than you are, yet, has the potential to kill you or disable you, I think is completely fascinating. And understanding the structure and relation to function in these viruses is just outstanding.
Very good. We'll be back here in a few seconds to talk to Michael Wells about the 49 organization. Basically a group for out-of-state students. They do a lot of events. We'll speak to Michael. He's a vice president for administrative affairs with the 49. Also spoke to us about his work with the herpes virus. Stay with us, Michael. You're listening to WVUA-FM, your home for all the news that matters to you. Stay with us.